Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Business from the Bass Boat Podcast. I am your host, Adam Deacon. And guys, tonight we've got an awesome show lined up. Wanted to get into a couple things coming up on the Serious Angler channel and everything that we do here on the Serious Angler Network. Guys, it is January. It is kind of the downtime. So we are cranking out podcasts and really just prepping for our 2022. Both fishing-wise as well as podcast-wise, we are looking at doing the fantasy fishing shows again. We will be messing around with each other, old Bailey, Andrew, and then we are going to also have Bart on, Adam Bartusik on again to see who can take home the fantasy fishing championship. So join on the Bassmaster site as far as our league goes and everything there. And then the other thing I want to talk about is next week on Business from the Bass Boat, we are actually also talking to Joe Opeger from Major League Fishing, talking the fantasy fishing Bally Sports deal with Major League Fishing and sports betting and everything going there. So curious to hear about that. So just wanted to tease that kind of an upcoming. But tonight, guys, we have got something that is really cool in my eyes. Something that I have always been really drawn to in the business and the fishing space are kind of these niche companies where there is a filling a need and finding some kind of small deal. So this is a cool deal. It's all related to like small batch and custom lures, all in the USA. It's called Dark Horse Tackle. And guys, tonight we've got Jason and Josh coming on to talk about their company and everything that they do. But it's one of those tackle box deals, the monthly kind of subscription things, but it's all custom made, the stuff that we all try and find and not tell our friends about as far as catching fish. So let's get Josh and Jason into the feed here. Oh, one second here. There we go. Jason and Josh, man, how are you guys?
Good, Adam. Thanks for having us, buddy.
Yep, doing good, Adam. Thanks for having us, man.
Absolutely, guys. Man, so where, first of all, where are you guys located? Are you on the East Coast? Where are you in the country right now?
We are in the middle of nowhere, Ohio.
Ohio, man.
I'm in Columbus. He's in the middle of nowhere.
There we go. Man, so Ohio. So you've got some tough fishing. Some sides of things, and I'm in Colorado and I have tough fishing in a lot of situations, but then you guys are also decently close to the Great Lakes, right? I mean, you have a chance
about to go 3 hours.
Okay. So you still got a little drive.
A little close. No. I mean, dude, to drive 3 hours to catch 6 pound smallmouth all day long.
Any day.
I mean, but you have to have a good boat to do that.
Got to have a bass boat.
Got to know how to
drive it.
Yeah, I've unfortunately never been able to fish that lake just because you do need to have a bass boat, and it is like 3.5 hours away from here. So, I mean, it's good to go up there, roam around. There's some really cool little towns up there, but as far as getting my smallmouth fix on, I've never been able to get it going up there.
Get it going on. Yeah. Yeah, well, Bailey will get out there even on the Serious Angler podcast, man. He's a with us on the Serious Angler Network, and he, man, he'll get out on like a calm day. He'll take the kayak out, and which is impressive to me. On Erie, he will find like a whole area where he's like, look, man, it is going to be 0 to 5 mile an hour winds tomorrow. I'm perfectly good. And he'll make a little trek out onto some big bodies of water in the kayak. It's impressive. And he'll go up some 4 to 6 pound smallmouth.
It's kind of scary up there just because the wind is it's kind of known to change direction and pick up and slow down just at the drop of a hat. I mean, you've got no waves or anything for, you know, the first 2 hours, and then all of a sudden you got 5 footers. I wouldn't put a kayak out there.
Right. It scares me too, man.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother deal. But guys, so I want to hear everything about this. So Dark Horse Tackle, first of all, love the name. I've always loved Dark Horse in any sporting event, anything. Like it's the we in fantasy fishing, our fantasy fishing shows last year, we always chose a Dark Horse pick at every event because it was like, all right, who here is not the known guy that has a real good chance at winning this event? Who's the kind of the comeback guy? So Man, let's hear about it from either of you guys. Where did it kind of all start for you guys?
You go ahead, Jason, because you were there before me.
So a good friend of mine named Derek, actually. Let's go back a little bit. I did have a pretty large social media following at the time. And instead of focusing my attention on some of the mass-produced large companies out there, like I was already working with the smallest companies I could find. Some of the jig companies that started from nothing, just in a garage, just making jigs. And I was already promoting them and trying to be pro staff for those types of companies. My friend Derek reached out to me and was like, "Hey man, I like your following. I like the content you do. This is my idea. What do you think?" So he pitched me the idea of Dark Horse Tackle, small businesses, handmade, hand custom, crafted in America, you know, just the whole nine yards. And I was already into that.
Yeah.
So I told him absolutely. And he sent me the box. He sent me the first box, and I honestly was pretty disappointed. And luckily it wasn't a box I had to pay for. But I saw his motives and I saw what he was trying to do. And I was just like, "Dude, look, I want to work with you." He's like, "I can't pay you." I was like, "You don't have to." I worked with him for 6 to 8 months, just trying to find small businesses. I would spend hours a day searching all over social media for small businesses to try to get them lined up to be in his boxes.
And what time frame is this? When was this happening?
This was February 2020.
Okay.
So gotcha. We've been around for 2 years now. Nice. Basically.
So right before COVID, right?
Right before
kind of started.
Yep. Okay. And so I was sending him all these small businesses to get lined up to get in the boxes. I started work with him for 6 to 8 months. Wasn't getting paid. Didn't ask to be paid. I didn't care about that. Just, you know, getting the small businesses the attention and the love that they deserve, because these guys are out there, you know, grinding every day to make these baits. And I just feel like the fishing industry as a whole really hasn't, it's not really done them any favors to grow their businesses. And that's all I wanted to do. So I did that for 6 to 8 months, and then he had a kid. And he's like, "Man, I can't do Dark Horse Tackle anymore." He was like, "I just can't." He's like, "Either I have to kill the company or you can buy it from me." And so Josh and I have been best friends for going on 10 years now. And
I told you straight up.
I talked to Josh. He's like, "Dude, Derek's going to kill the company." And Josh is like, "No, he's not." I was like, he's going to." He's like, "No, we're going to buy it." And I was like, "Well, I didn't even tell you that that was an option." He's like, "We're going to figure it out." And that's what we did, man. And so we bought the company from Derek last January, I believe. So
it was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. I got Jason a beautiful gift.
What a gift.
Yeah, it was a company.
So beautiful. You guys are both so kind.
We read each other's minds.
Going on a full year now.
Yep.
You know, it's just we're nowhere near the finished product, but man, yeah. I'm just so proud to see, you know, all of the togetherness that we've created, the culture we've created, the relationships and the friendships and just everything that we've created together in just 1 year's time is just it's incredible to me, man. Like it's my bread, it's my butter, it's my pride and my joy. I'm so happy to be doing this. You know, Josh and I, we got a running joke because we've still never paid each other out of the company. We bought chicken wings one time and almost bankrupted it.
There you go.
So
that's what this show's about, though. I mean, that's like I love these situations, right? Like where you're in this phase of the business and you're building it. And this is something that, like you said, is more about the culture and everything you're building. By connecting all these guys who are mom and pop shops, guys building, pouring in their garages or building swim baits or whatever it may be, you're connecting everybody and connecting customers with people who are interested in those little things. Because face it, I mean, we're fishermen. This is just as much about, I mean, I've got a tackle order right over here. Like, it's just as much about the tackle as it is about the fishing. I love preparing for a tournament or preparing to go fishing and finding these little nuanced baits and all these different things, man. So I that's awesome. And I love how open you guys are about that. Sometimes I get people that come onto this show that are like, yeah, you know, we're doing this and we're doing this and that. And it's like, all right, man, like, talk about how this is what stage you're in. And that you guys bought chicken wings and almost bankrupt the company. That's awesome.
Well, that's a true story, man. And we talked to our financial advisor, and he told us that we must always buy the chicken wings. So
they said to spoil ourselves. But I'll tell you, you're right. It's just people supporting people, supporting people. And you can add as many, you know, supporting peoples as you wanted to into that. You know, it could be a triangle, a square, a hexagon, whatever you want it to be. It's that's all we're trying to find, you know. And one thing that always bothered me growing up is Jason and myself essentially grew up in a tackle shop, and I'd meet these guys who would make baits. My dad is the manager at a big boat dealership in Ohio, but they also carry tackle.
Gotcha.
And they carry a lot of small business stuff. And, you know, I'd always ask these guys, like, why don't you do that full time? And they're like, puh, I could never do it full time. Why not? You know, why not? I mean, is it, you don't know how to promote it. You don't have somebody promoting it for you. You know, what is the reason why you couldn't fulfill, you know, a 300 to 400 piece jig order that, you know, feeds you for the next month or month and a half, however long it may be, you know, that's the goal here. That's one of the goals. We have a million goals, and, you know, we are very secretive about a lot of things that we're doing, but we're very open with what we're currently doing.
Sure.
We have, you know, Jason and I had this idea for a swim bait competition that not only
saw that on the website.
Yeah. It not only does it, you know, it brings people together, but there's, you know, we don't really make any money on it. Like, it's not like it's a revenue based thing.
Sure.
You know, it's what basically all the money that these guys are paying us is either going back to the guy who wins the competition, but it's also going into shipping. It's going into packaging for the swim baits. Not to mention, I mean, realistically, all the labor that we do put into, you know, so if we do end up taking $100 over a month and a half of Jason just consistently photoshopping every single swim bait into an Instagram post and posting 30 posts, you know, in a 3-week time frame, I say it's worth it. You know, but we're doing it for them. We want these guys to be noticed. We want these people to be appreciated. You know, it's not necessarily about us. At the end of the day, we do run a business. We would love to make money, you know, but we just invest in ourselves. We invest in the people that invest into us, and we invest into these businesses. And that's, you know, that's the dream for us right now.
Yeah. Well, and guys, I should probably start by really getting a detail. We talked about kind of where it all came from, but let's talk about exactly what you guys are doing here with Dark Horse Tackle. So this is a box subscription type deal, but I want to get your guys's, I guess, description of what Dark Horse Tackle is in general.
Tell you right now.
Tell him
best baits you never heard of,
dude. Love that catch line.
That's trademarked, by the way.
It's trademarked.
It's trademarked.
Best we will come after you. Never heard of. My gosh, dude. That
we
is.
We will come after you.
We
for everyone listening.
We
got a dog barking.
I mean, that's it. That's what we want. You know, that guy that lives on the Lake of the Ozarks that makes jigs. You know, and they're, man, you got to use Bobby's jigs, dude. He's an LOZ legend.
Yeah.
But you get those LOZ jigs over at, you know, the most pressured lake in Ohio, Alum Creek Reservoir, and you start catching fish on them.
Right.
Game over.
When you win tournaments on? Because everybody else is throwing, you know, mass produced generic things that are bought from your standard tackle retailer. So, you know, the things that come in our box are baits that you've never seen, most likely, or you know, colors you've never seen. Everything's hand painted, wire tied, small batch, custom, hand poured, the whole nine yards. But excuse me, it started primarily as just a box subscription.
Yeah.
from the box subscription, we created a what we call the Dabble Pack subscription, which it's $7 a month. It's 1 to 2 baits and, you know, plus shipping and handling. So, you know, it's called the Dabble Pack because you can dabble in custom tackle versus, you know, being subscribed to the box, which I encourage you to be subscribed to the box. But obviously, I'm going to promote my own product. But
yeah.
So from aside from that, though, we started creating exclusive lines of baits. So we've got like an exclusive line of hard baits with one of our favorite painters. You know, they're colors that we coordinated with a painter, and we're like, hey, man, we want this color and we want this color. And they're just colors that we collaborated with them to get these exclusive colors. So the only way that they sell them is through us, and we sell them on our websites. Same things with our jigs. And we just came out with an exclusive line of Motion Fishing Seekers, which is the best bladed jig you're ever going to throw. So we have colors that we created with Motion Fishing, Bobby Roberts, that are on our website too. So it's a way of extending our partnership with some of our favorite companies to be able to bring them more business than just once per month for the box.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to talk about those bladed jigs after, because I like throwing a bladed jig quite a bit, and something sneaky like that. That's not, you know, I mean, bladed jigs
are
so popular, man, where I feel like those fish feel that same vibration going by them every time. And to have some of these custom deals, man, we're going to have to talk about that after
this. Well, you know, they're wire tied. Yeah. They've got they have a patented head design. That helps you skip that bait very, very well. Oh, yeah.
I love skipping the bladed
jigs. Yep, it'll skip under anything, around anything that you could possibly want. Like I said, that's just, you know, it's some of the times it's small businesses that we just have great relationships with, like Bobby Roberts, one of our favorite businesses. We don't like to pick favorites, but, you know, they're just guys that we can't get enough of. You know, when we start traveling, like, we want to go hang out with Bobby. We have an exclusive line of finesse jigs with Jig Masters. You know, one of our favorite guys, Cody Jennings. Whenever we start traveling, we want to go hang out with Cody Jennings. Like, there's a lot that goes into the exclusive line design, exclusive lines, but they're like our favorite things to do.
Yeah. I think the jigs was the easiest. The jigs took no time at all. Right. It was like, hey, you ever seen a green pumpkin jig? Throw some red and orange in it. You know, oh, have you seen black and blue? Put some chartreuse strands in it. What's your favorite color bladed jig to throw?
Man, I throw probably two colors of a bladed jig. I'm either going to be maybe three if it's let's think of have you heard of Beehive Delight? I'll throw the Beehive Delight if I've got some stained water. I like the in that same deal. I like the spot remover color, but man, like, most of the time I'm throwing white or I'm throwing some sort of version of green pumpkin. Those are going to be my two bladed jigs.
Okay. So we've got some that you're going to want.
We've got a couple.
Sweet, man.
We've got a couple.
That's awesome. So, and I like the idea too, that you guys have both the Dabbler Pack and then your actual subscription box. Because I mean, also, like, you have the opportunity as a in the Dabbler situation to kind of try things out and say, maybe I haven't looked at this custom stuff as much, and this is a good way to get into it. And then you have your guys who are serious that really want to see the latest and greatest and new USA created tackle situations.
And see, like, our box is 3 to 5 baits per month. We typically do 4 and 5. I don't think we've ever had a box with.
I've never seen three.
No,
never seen three.
But it's $25 a month with $5 shipping. You know, we're not trying to be outrageous with our prices. We try to be as fair as possible. You know, our box is $25, and it generally has $33 to $40 worth of baits in it. So we try to be as fair with the pricing as we possibly can be, because, like I said, we're not necessarily in it for personal gain. Like, eventually we'll get to that, but right now we just want people people to believe in us. That's all we want. That's why we're the dark horses. You know, we just want people to buy into the mission, to believe in us, to believe in the companies that we work with. That's all we're in it for.
Just get with the program. You know, you gotta believe in it. Cause I mean, like Jason said, my thing is that if we took our box, so our January box, you get a pack of stick worms.
Okay.
You get a pack of, it's called a switchblade. It's a very unique, it's a beaver style bait, but it has like a bait fish profile.
Interesting.
It's very
kind of floats coming in the water.
Dude, it's really interesting. It looks like glides, rather. It looks like it's something you see out of Japan.
Okay.
You get swing head jigs. You get a hand-painted, one-of-a-kind square bill from a guy. His name is Graham Glander, Robusto Crankbaits. He did 350 one-of-a-kind crankbaits for us.
Wow.
And then on top of that, you get a – what else did we get, Jason? A jig. You get a jig. You get a freaking finesse jig.
Can't beat a jig.
If I could take that box to a local store, you know, if you have Academy or Shields or Field and Stream, Dick's, whatever it may be,
yeah,
I could go pick out middle of the road, realistically, middle of the road baits. You know, grab me a pack of stick worms, grab me a pack of flipping baits, grab me some swing head jigs, grab me a crankbait, grab me a jig. I'll be well over $30.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's before that. Sure. So, I mean, the value's there. And we do value our baits a lot of times. We have like a brochure. We do include the shipping. Like this bait was blank plus shipping, or this bait this bait is $11. That is included. The shipping is included into that.
The reason why we do that is because all the small businesses that we work with, 95% of them don't have their baits in a giant store.
Exactly.
So the only way to go buy these baits is to go buy them online. So that's why we do that.
Yep. Sure. Shipping's pretty nuts.
I was just going to ask that is, you know, like, I mean, everyone it's become a almost commonplace, right, to have free shipping. Like, oh, it's Amazon, right? Like 2 days, it should be here right now, and all this stuff. But from a small business perspective, that has got to be the hardest. Like that is where your margins are really kind of cut. I mean, well, like, that's a tough deal, isn't it?
Not really. Nope. We don't make money on shipping. We don't intend to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying it's hard to make money. Like, if you're not a giant producer, shipping is very expensive.
Well, what we do make money on in shipping goes to our box. So, sure. Like, let's say our price is $460.
Yeah.
We'll charge you $5. But a lot of, you know, have you purchased a custom painted swim bait from any of these hype companies? Because I have.
What do you mean? Like, what's it? What's a? And you don't have to say a company. But what are you saying? A hype company? Like,
let's just say there's people that will put you on an email list.
Sure.
And they sell $80 to $200 glides, $80 to $200 crankdowns.
I have seen this. I have not purchased one of these.
They charge $45 for shipping.
Dude, I've paid $25 shipping for a bait that weighed 2.5 ounces, and it came in a bag that was smaller than our dabble pack, and I was frustrated because I was like,
you know how much shipping costs because this is what you're dealing with.
Exactly. And that's why I said we don't make money on shipping. We're not going to. We never will.
We don't plan to. We don't want to.
It's gonna be 10%, 15% above what we're paying. If that, you know, it's not our money comes from the program, the product, the people. That's we don't need to get into, you know, finding little nuanced ways of making extra money. You know, that extra 40 to 60 cents, that buys our shipping box for us. That's it.
Sure. No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that's an interesting deal. And that's like good for just viewers and listeners to understand is that you're always – free shipping is not free shipping. You're always paying for something related to that. And then on the other side, when you find something, you're like, oh man, this is only $12. And then your shipping is $19.
Yeah.
That's where they're adding that margin in.
Right? Oh crap. It's 30.
Yeah.
Wow. Out of
nowhere.
Yeah.
That gets really frustrating, honestly.
It is frustrating.
You know, sometimes whenever we do go pricing for our brochures, when we try to find, you know, what do we put in this brochure? And the reason why we do that is, say that you got a bait in this box and you're like, man, I love that jig. I want to go buy that jig. Well, the only place you can is, you know, so-and-so's website. So you go there, you put that jig in your box. And say we put, you know, say you put it in your cart. Say we put it in our brochure, it's $5. You go put it in your cart and you realize it's $9 now because of shipping. Well, we feel bad because we feel like we told you wrong. Whereas, you know, we add it into the total value in the brochure so that, you know, what you're expected, you know, when you want to go buy that bait.
Yeah.
But anyway, it gets frustrating when we're searching for some small businesses and we can clearly obviously see, you know, they're charging $11 shipping for a pack of plastics. And we know it doesn't cost 11 bucks. It's, you know, it's really frustrating for us.
A lot of these guys, they only use FedEx and UPS. So a lot of these guys don't use USPS.
Why?
I have no idea. I think it's
just they believe that UPS is more
efficient.
More efficient. And they think that it's better, but we ship, you know, 600 packages a month, and we've had very few issues with USPS.
And sorry, Josh, I didn't mean cut you off, but I, like, in my experience, like, I don't ship a ton of stuff, but I mean, like, selling I'm selling a Garmin transducer or something, right? And I'll ship that. And I'll like find that like my smaller items. First of all, I agree. USPS, I've had great success with shipping smaller items and that kind of a thing. No problems. It's normally cheaper than UPS in my experience too. But go on. Sorry, Josh.
UPS, I'm pretty sure the UPS minimum is like $8. I think anywhere, you know, UPS ground's just $8. But like in our, what Jason was saying with our brochure, like I'm not saying that our box is valued at $70 after shipping. I'm saying that, you know, the box is 35 to 33, 35, 40 bucks.
Yeah.
But you know, you do have to consider shipping, because if I wanted to buy a specific crankbait from a guy, like we have a guy that we work with, I'm going to do some name dropping because these are guys we work with. These are guys I love. Lure Forge. They make balsa crankbaits, really beautiful, foil wrapped. You know that vibe. Balsa, I mean, that old school, good looking crankbait. They're $20 crankbaits, but you know, the shipping is expensive. So, you know, be prepared for that. Not only am I buying one crankbait, because let's be honest, I can't really afford two or three or four of them. You know, I just want one. Right. And you know, it's just I am a guy that will buy one bait. I have bought one bait. I have gone to Field and Stream back in the dark days of buying mass produced stuff and bought a single pack of Alphabet Man stretchy plastics because they were biting a certain one right before a certain tournament.
Right. And,
you know, you got to have that pack of baits just in case, because you don't want to be the dingus out there that was like, they really were biting that color, huh?
I needed another bag. Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, well, what's cool about this for me, and really the reason I started Business from the Bass Boat, is learning about these businesses. But like, I honestly, like, just, I have never been a big subscription guy with anything, right? Like, I try and minimize my subscriptions because then I end up spending a ton of money. And I've always looked at some of these, right? Like, I'm just going to say that the main elephant in the room, like Mystery Tackle Box, right? Like the beginning.
Never heard of them.
Their first, yeah, right? Like,
I've never heard of them. I don't know what you're talking
about. He's actually got a picture of Carl Von Dibble, like a fat head.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I don't know who that is.
He watches over Jason as he sleeps.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, like, but you know, I didn't fully understand some of this, but now it's starting to make sense on where both, and especially in Dark Horse's situation, from the standpoint of finding these, it's not necessarily like an offload of product like it may be in a generic box. These are specific guys who see the benefit of maybe sending a lot of bait your way to get their name out there to some guy that's like, hey, look, this is exactly what I was looking for. This is what I was trying to find, this custom crankbait, whatever it may be. That's where I see the value. And then, like you said, Josh, I didn't even think about the benefits of the shipping aspect. When you're buying custom baits, like, you're having to ship all this stuff across the country. When you have them more in a box with a bunch of different things, like you're going to save, like you're going to save on just the shipping cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything, every single thing is $5. Even if it costs $9 to ship, we just make it $5. It's easy.
Yeah.
You know, if it is something crazy, like let's say somebody buys a hoodie, a hat, three t-shirts, you know, if it's something I have to put in a box, I'll charge them more, but I'll charge them an honest rate. I'm not, you know, if it's $12, I'm going to charge you $12.
Sure.
You know, but Adam, like you were talking about, to go on what you were talking about, like we've got a company right now that I'm working with for a box coming up very soon. I don't want to give out any names just because, you know, I kind of want to keep these things under wraps. Sure. But he makes some really great baits. Some very, very nice baits that I saw. And I, as soon as I saw them, you know, once I do this for 2 years, I scroll on Instagram and, you know, I just know exactly who I need to reach
out. I was going to ask, so how are you finding these guys?
We find them all over social media.
You're just everywhere. Looking, just social. You're looking social, looking for that exact fit.
Yep. But so this guy, he makes some really great baits. But he's been trying locally to sell his baits to like some local tackle shops. He's had some hard times selling them because he doesn't feel like his product will sell unless he has somebody like KVD talk about it. These are just kind of the pressures that the fishing industry puts on some of the small businesses.
Yeah.
You know, you get sponsorships for companies and that's who you can talk about. You can't talk about any of the other companies out there, even though you probably throw them yourself.
Oh, that's the thing. You're exactly right. How many of these guys have small little, I mean, and what's nice about live now is you're seeing it, right? Like you're seeing that Hinkle Shad come out. You're seeing these different things come out from guys.
And so for him to be able to put his baits in our boxes and then for us to ship them to, you know, 300 people, 400 people, those are, you know, 400 people that may get on his website and buy his bait again.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, tag him in social media, you know, catch fish with his baits and tag him. And then they start talking about his company and he gets more business. I was actually just informed yesterday by a guy, I'm trying to remember exactly who I talked to, but he told me that he got 18. Oh, actually it was Thrashco. It was with a jig that was in our January box. Okay. He told me that he already had 18 custom orders in our box. People just got our box last Thursday.
Just got delivered last week.
Wow.
So he's already got 18 custom orders for his jigs that he would have never maybe had without, you know, them going out to our customers.
That's awesome.
That's my favorite part about it. It's funny sometimes talking to these people. Like you get some guys that are into it, and then you get some guys that think we're a major suspicious spooky box.
Right.
I can't, I'm not going to say it. And they're like, I'm not giving you, we don't have any clearance items. And I'm like, dude, I don't want that. I want your best product. I want you to give me the best.
You got to show us. Yeah,
exactly. Show up, big dog, because I'm paying you money to promote your product to over 400 people across the 48, Canada and Mexico. We've got a lot of people, man, and we have a great following, and you know, the people that believe in us, they really believe in us. And it's awesome, you know, because we've got a little promotional staff. And realistically, it's just a bunch of dudes that we've, you know, they've DM'd us a bunch of times and been like, man, I love this box, you know. And it's just like, screw it. Let's make a pro staff. Let's get all these guys together. They can talk to each other. You know, just our guys. We call them people's champs.
They are people's champs.
And they are people's champs.
People's but champs. I'm loving all the names. You guys have down, man. This is this is like the, like, I don't know. I don't even know what industry you compare it to. It'd be like the brewery world of like beer making, right? Like it's the custom, like these are the guys. This is awesome.
That's right, man. And that's all, like when Josh and I bought the company, we had to clean house with our pro staff because Derek just let everybody, he just, you know, you fill it out an application, you were in. And as soon as Josh and I bought the company, the very first thing we did was get rid of 95% of the people.
I'll tell you why that happened. So it's kind of funny because we didn't really know the arrangements Derek really had, but
sure,
we did our first run. Jason and I did our first run, you know, and then we're getting DMs like, hey, where's my box? And I'm like, what do you mean, where's your box? And they're like, well,
You were supposed to send me a bunch of baits.
Yeah, they're like, where's my free box? And I'm like, free box?
He was just sending free boxes.
Dude, I'm talking like 10, 12 people. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, dude, I didn't know. And I'm like, sorry, buddy. Like,
new ownership. Sorry.
Yeah, we aren't doing that anymore.
Yeah.
We have one guy. And
yeah,
he's got our name on a fishing jersey.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe tattoo it on your forehead. We'll give you a free box.
But like our pro staff group is, you know, one of our favorite parts of our entire
absolutely.
They
are a community deal.
They're yes. full of the most support. They buy into the mission. They love everything that we're doing, and they're not paid to act like they love everything that we're doing. Nope. You know, they still pay for their box and support the company. And they're just part of an elite group of people that we love and cherish, man. Like that's all I want. It's just, we need believers. We need people to say, you know what? I've had enough of this knockoff generic store-bought bull crap. Throw it in the trash. I need some real American baits that, you know, are poured in basements and garages all across the country. I'm going to support America. I'm going to support small businesses, and I'm going to support Dark Horse Tackle. And that's absolutely all we want, man.
Amen, brother.
Preach, man. Preach it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now I will say, you know, people have been a little critical of the name with small batch and custom. Not every bait that we're going to put in our box is 100% an original design. Sure. Because, I mean, good luck, dude.
Oh,
I mean,
it's fishing. World,
yeah. Yeah. It is fishing. You know, I've seen some sticklers on that, but we won't get into the negativity. But, you know, we will always have something that's either, you know, hand-painted or an original design by us. Like the jigs that we did. Jason worked with that guy on all three of those jigs. You know, hey,
awesome.
Let's throw a little red in this. It's going to be, you know, 80% rubber. Well, let's throw some silicone in this. It'll, you know, give it a different action. And it was really methodically placed. Fish King and, you know, I can't think of another fake
alphabet guy,
alphabet man. they're not, you know, every time they make a bait, they're not working with people going, no, they're like, shut up. No, we're doing green pumpkin and a little bit of pearl down the belly. And we're going to call it this. And, you know, it's fun. That's the best part, is when a guy's like, well, what do you want? And it's like, well, what can we do? You know, what are the options here? Like,
yeah.
I'm treating this as a buffet at this point, because you're telling me you can do anything. So, you know, that's last month's box. We ordered from a company called Bitters Bait and Tackle.
Okay.
And they're a little bigger. They are a little bigger. They're big in Florida, but they have their own plant that's in Florida. Mm. Everything. They do have some very original designs. The switchblade's an original design. Now they do have your stick worm. And they
have 400 colors.
But they have, yes, they have 400. Dude, they have so many colors.
They have colors that you have never seen before. Yes. And I guarantee it, because we've never seen
them. I got it right here. This is one of my favorite colors. And I am stoked. This is. Wow. Stop moving.
Got some pink in there. It's
Junebug with a pink tail.
Junebug. Yeah.
Junebug with a freaking pink tail. Dude, where are
you? Yeah, it's a stick bait.
Sure.
But, you know, it's got colors you've never seen. Like, yes. that's the thing. They're colors that work. We know they work. We're not going to just put something in a box just to be like, oh, that's cool. No, everything that we throw in our boxes, we know for a fact is going to work, because we live in Ohio. Yes. And that's kind of a luxury.
If it works here, it works anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how I feel. Colorado's got to be that way too.
Dude, it's the same deal, man. Like, our fisheries are tough, man. And we just don't have enough water, right? So they get pressured pretty hard.
We got rivers, big rivers.
Dude, yeah, you guys said, I don't envy any of that stuff, but I understand where you're coming from that stuff.
So it's a luxury. It's, you know, we don't like living in Ohio, but at the same time, like, it's probably a great thing for the company, because, you know, we know that we're not going to put stuff in a box that isn't going to work.
We test it all out too. I mean, dude, we we got this flipping bait from a I'm just going to do more game dropping again. We got this flipping bait from a company called Jaboom out of Louisiana.
Jaboom. Jaboom. What a name.
Put the Jaboom on them. So these guys send these baits like a month early, and I'm taking this thing out, and I'm just, you know, I'm throwing it on a Zika rig. I'm throwing it on a swing head. I've got five Jaboom boom bugs. Just I'm fishing a tournament, and doing
all kinds of stuff.
I've got five of them wrapped up on five of my rods. Jaboom. And my dad's my tournament partner, and he's like, "What the heck are you doing?" And I'm like, "Testing." And he's like, "We're in a tournament." I'm like, "Oh well, I'm testing.
It's gonna work."
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, I mean, second place didn't lie, but then the next week I go out fishing and I catch a 6-pounder, you know, on that bait. And it's like, okay, done deal. This'll work.
Awesome.
And so, man, like, not to go too far into this whole story, but talking about Jaboom specifically, it's owned by a guy named Jeremy and Corey. Gosh, I just had his other name. What was his name, Josh?
Corey.
Yeah, I think it was Corey and Jeremy.
We'll say Corey.
Colby. It was Colby.
There you go.
That sounds better.
Okay. So, anyway, it's Colby and Jeremy, and these guys, they live in the boondocks in Louisiana. You know, small business. They just had an idea. They're like, hey, why don't we try to make the ribs? They put the ribs on their bait on the outside of their bait versus the inside. They're really cool.
Interesting.
So here's what happened. Like, long story short, they brought this idea to a couple of tackle shops, and a major, major tackle company saw this, reached out to them, and was like, hey, man, we want your idea. You know, this was your idea. We want it. He's like, what if we just cut you a percentage of sales for the rest of your life or whatever? And the guy's like, no, man, no.
Wow.
He went to bed. Wow. He's like, no, absolutely not. This is my idea. This is my design. I designed this. You know, the time and hours and effort and blood and sweat and tears that went into designing this bait is not worth X percent. This is mine. I'm taking 100%. He took that idea, and it's blowing up. And it's good for them, because they're great guys. Yeah, and that is exactly what a dark horse is, man. Like, that's exactly what we look for. Like, these are small businesses in the fishing industry across the country that, you know, they just don't get as much attention in the fishing industry as they should, because they're not multi-million dollar conglomerate businesses. And that's cool. That's great. Yeah. But guess what? In the end, the dark horse usually wins anyways. So
yep. I like it, dude.
All chips on the table, man.
That's right. And we're not going to take somebody else's money.
Sure.
We're not really willing to, you know, we're not willing to share the company. It's just Jason and I.
No.
It stays here. And if it does blow up, it blows up. I mean,
it will.
That's awesome.
No, I meant like the bad way. Like it's not going to be a split. It's not going to be, it's none of that. It's just, we've got a program. We've got a great product. We've got fantastic people and, you know, two guys with very different ideas, but very good ideas and a bunch of drive and different creativities. It's a perfect storm. And we're definitely on some people's radar, because I get some interesting stuff in the mail from companies that never sent my information to. And I get, I get some interesting emails.
And are you saying from like companies like industry? Bigger companies looking at like, hey, we're interested in what you guys are doing.
It's not necessarily we're interested in what you're doing, but it's like, it's weird. It's like, check us out, as if I didn't know, but it's very specifically targeted information.
Interesting.
It is. It's very strange and it's pretty cool. I've had marketing managers of big conglomerates follow my personal account and follow Dark Horse Tackle. Just trying to slide on in, see what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. A bunch of cool stuff. And you're going to love it.
And we got a mascot, and his name's Clyde. And he's here to do two things, man. He's here to chew bubble gum, and he's here to give you the best bait you never heard of, and
He's all out of bubble gum.
Yeah, that's it.
Our mascot ran out of bubble gum a long time ago.
It's about time.
This is awesome, dude. Well, I mean, I think the coolest part is that you guys are keeping this an in-house deal, and you're working with guys that have that same mindset that don't want to go and sell to a conglomerate, because that's what's happening in the fishing industry right now.
Yes,
fishing business is booming, and private equity is coming in and saying, "Oh wow, this is making some serious money. We're going to take this company, and you're seeing these huge conglomerates." So I just love that it's the opposite mindset here.
GSM.
Yep.
I mean, dude, you got the guy who invented one of the greatest soft baits of all time. Not going to say his name. Made in Texas, though. One of the greatest soft baits of all time. An original idea, the soft stick worm, also called something else, getting bought out by another company.
Cinco de Mayo.
What is happening in the fishing world when that guy gets bought out?
That means crazy. It was some serious money thrown around.
Dude, I mean, he already had a $1 billion idea. You're telling me you're going to throw this 5-inch pencil out and not move it at all, and it's just going to do this in the water, and a fish is going to eat it? Say less. I'm buying it. Yeah.
For those of you who aren't picking up on this, you know, just go watch the YouTube stream.
I'm holding a soft stick worm, jiggling it. I'm playing with my worm on the stream.
There you go. 5-inch.
That's all he ever does, by the way.
Dude, like, have you heard that? I've just heard some old timers talk about, and I mean, like, when that bait first came out, when the Senko first came out, I'm just going to say it like that. That was incredible. Like, where guys were like diving into the back of their boat, and they were like, oh my gosh, I bought one of these. I never thought I'd use it. And then he watched like his co-angler absolutely smoke him. And yep. He was like, what is going on in the world? Like, I can't imagine.
We'll do story time.
Let's hear it.
When I was 12 years old, I fished my first bass tournament. I had one rod, one reel, 1/4 ounce weight, 5-inch stick worm. And I caught 24 pounds of fish.
Oh my God.
In like 3 hours in Ohio.
We had
two fish over 6 on green pumpkin stick worms. My grandpa was throwing a jig, but he was throwing. My grandpa was one of them guys. You know, one of them old heads, dude. I mean, I'm telling you, I made a meme about it months ago. One of them old heads. He'd bring a rubber jig and like a pork trailer.
Yeah.
And I'd have 4 rods. And he'd be like, what do you got all them rods for? And I'm like, you started this, man. This is your fault. You know?
This is on you.
Yeah. And he'd go out there and just whoop me with just a brown rubber jig and a brown pork trailer or a green pumpkin chunk. It was just... Them guys, man, they're a unique breed, because I'm telling you, if one of these tournament guys fell into a time machine right now and they were like 3-rod limit, they'd freak out.
That is awesome.
Yeah, they need an entire locker.
Exactly. Well, we'll kind of one thing I wanted to ask about. So I've seen the swim bait deal, and we kind of brought it up. So what exactly is going on with the competition?
So we reach out to, this was an idea that Josh and I, honestly, we were just in the garage in HQ, and you know, it was in the summertime, and usually when we're in there in the summertime, man, ideas just freaking flow. I mean, they've kind of simmered down a little bit because it's cold out and we can't really hang out in HQ without freezing to death. But these ideas, man, they come and they go, and it's just so basically what happened was we were doing a rapid fire Instagram live, which, you know, it's we invite all of our customers, our followers, supporters, doubters, naysayers, whatever. You want to come on, you want to ask us a question, we're here. We're here for it. We'll answer it. Yeah. We'll answer it right here in real life time. We'll repost it, whatever. We're all for it. So we were doing it, and we were doing a rapid fire live, and this guy named Luis came on. We never seen him, never heard of him, didn't know where he came from, and he just wanted to talk to us about some blanks that he had. And he ended up becoming one of our favorite people. Like, the guy's just – he's an awesome guy.
That guy's the man.
Every time I talk to him, man, I'm on the phone for like an hour every time I talk to him, even if I was only calling to, you know, five minute conversation. Anyway, he was showing some
– One sec. This is the fishing industry, why I love the fishing industry, why I started the podcast. All this is that exact thing of finding, like, dude, you just get on the phone with somebody, you talk to them for a freaking hour. This is the passion, man. There's so much passion with all
that's my favorite part about it.
100%. Sorry, absolutely. Go on.
So he was talking to us, showing us some blanks that he had. He owns a company called Alternative Lures, and they have all kinds of blanks. And we just got off the we got off rapid fire with him. Josh and I looked at each other. We're like, dude, there's a lot of good painters out there. And a lot of our painters, a lot of painters across the nation can't paint 400 baits to put in a box. But we can still support these guys. We can still elevate these guys in some way. What if we have a painting competition? We both kind of just said it at the exact same time. And, you know, over the course of the next, Josh and I talk on the phone more than any husband and wife in the world do. I mean, we're on the phone six times a day for an hour every time. I don't know. Awesome. We talk forever. So it just, you know, it took like a week and we just sat down, mapped it out. We're like, what if we just do this? And we posted about it. We did a live about it. Everybody bought in as soon as we brought it up because it's an original idea. Nobody's ever done a painting competition like this before. And as soon as we talked about it, people just bought in and we got, you know, painters all across America now sending blanks. So basically we send them the blank, they send it, they paint it, they send it back. Then we do a live where we draw their names for bracket placement. It's a single elimination tournament bracket. Bait versus bait every single day until the competition's
over. Awesome idea. And so this is all like on your Instagram following, then people are voting on which one they would.
Yeah. Vote. So we've been averaging 800 to 900 votes per head to head. So people are sharing it.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
You can check this out.
So every day, the December one is going to start tomorrow. It's kind of confusing to people because we say December, but the only reason why it's the December one is because they were painted in December. They're going into the January bracket, but they were painted in December. So it's technically the December painting competition. It'll begin tomorrow.
And like you said, I mean, this isn't something that's money making for you guys, but what this does, and this is it as important as ever in today's world. I mean, you're building more community, and that in turn keeps building, and that helps everyone, and also brings people back to you as well. So,
well, and as soon as the competition's over, we give away 95% of the blanks that were sent to us or the patent jobs that were sent to us.
So what are that last 5%? Is that like, you guys are like, all right,
we put them on our wall.
Wall of fame.
Okay.
In our wall, like, in HQ.
That one stays with us.
It's a shadow box.
Essentially.
It's a shadow box that we're going to put together to put on our wall for display purposes for when we do our lives and when we do podcasts and things like that. So they're just for memento pieces, really.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sweet, dude. And so and I'd imagine too, we didn't really get into this detail at all. So are you guys packing all of these boxes? Is everything getting shipped to you guys? And then are hand packing those things.
Every single one of them. Wow. Every single one of them.
Yep. Whether it's 10 degrees in the garage or 90 degrees in the garage. Last January, this month's box, that sucked.
I mean, it was like 16 degrees in that garage.
That was tough. That was tough. But I mean, that's part of it. That's what it's all about, buddy.
Exactly what it's about. That's what all these guys are going through.
And
then
we drop them off at the post office, and they barely fit in my car. So
that is awesome, man.
Yep, I dropped a bunch of stuff off at the post office, and the mail container for the big boxes was full. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna need another crate. And he's like, well, I just brought this one out. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I just need to take it. I don't know, man. Here, please. I just need to drop this stuff off and go back home.
Yeah, I've been told by a post office once or twice that, we don't actually want all of that product to be dropped off here. We don't really want it. And I'm like, you get paid to have it. So why would you not want it? So anyways, like the painting competition, you know, there are three rules to win the swim bait. So it's on our secondary page, dht.competition on Instagram. You have to follow Dark Horse Tackle. You have to follow every single painter that was involved in that month's competition.
Oh, very cool.
Yes. And then you have to tag three friends in the reel that we post for the giveaways. So You have to tag three friends. You have to follow all the painters and then follow us. So it just builds more community, like you were talking about. And that's what we want to do, man. That's another way that we help these small businesses that we work with.
Yeah, instead of spending $25 to gain a bunch of followers from a weird algorithm of people that aren't interested in, you know, you actually gain followers that are interested in your product and could potentially want to buy your product. That's, you know, that's just part of that rotating gear that we have going on, man. I mean, you know, that it's awesome when, you know, Robusto crankbaits or Combat crankbaits, whomever, you know, DMs us or texts one of us, dude, I just sold 20 crankbaits to this guy. He got it from your box. Like, that's, you know, there's so many rewards to owning something like this and being a part of something like this. And just that return business, like, that's huge for us because that makes them like us more. Then they'll be more willing to work with us.
And then they buy into what we're doing, and that's what we call Dark Horse Nation, man. And it's just – it really is just a band of brothers, and it's just all of us together. We are the Dark Horses, us against the world. Yep. Like, this is real. This is us.
One nation undivided.
That's right, brother. I can just hear the passion in your guys' voices, man. That is
– oh, dude. Awesome. Dude, it fires me up.
Yeah, I'll run through a wall right now. I'll run through this – this very sturdy, not a backdrop.
We finally did just get added into our second retail location as well. So that was exciting.
Oh yeah, that is true. And yep, we've got Mom and Pop Stop and Shop up in Wisconsin. Yep,
Ma and Pa Stop and Shop in Wisconsin.
Ma and Pa.
And custom tackle supply in Florida.
No, that's North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Custom Tackle Supply is a drop shipping deal. It's all, you know, it's very similar to Dark Horse Tackle, but it's not a subscription-based product. It's just a guy who's very well connected with vendors that that he works with or that we've even worked with. You know, spinnerbaits, jigs, crankbaits, whatever. You know, you name it. Same deal. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Very cool. Well, guys, we will kind of wrap things up here. We're getting on to an hour. So a couple things that I end kind of every show with. Number one would be, and you guys can both kind of answer, but for folks interested in starting a business in something they're passionate about, in the fishing industry, whatever it may be, and you guys have had some awesome insight already here, but what would be your biggest piece of advice to someone looking to do
this? My biggest piece of advice is to find something that you love, something that excites you every day, something that makes you, you know, every time I do something within this company that, you know, either helps out another business that we work with or, you know, it helps us grow. Like anytime we reach a milestone, man, like I get tears of joy. Like, it's just so exciting to me. So my piece of advice is just to find something you love, even if you don't think you can make money doing it, and just do it. And when you do it, don't stop for anything ever. Like, this is your life. You only get to live once. Do what makes you happy. And, you know, the rewards will come.
Yep. That's awesome. Mine's a little less wholesome.
Hard to follow that one up, Josh. Let's hear it.
Just do it. Yeah. Stop talking about it. You know, I give Jason all these ideas. You know, I give Jason 100 ideas a day. Now I'll do maybe one or two of them. But when I do one or two of them, it's good. You know,
you're going to do it all the way. Yeah.
Just do it. Just do it, you know, and like Jason said, don't stop. Don't let people, dude, I see negativity all around me involving Dark Horse Tackle. And you know what? It does bother me, but I'm not going to let them know it bothers me. You know, I'm not going to do some weird call out post saying, you know, blah, blah, blah is a little stinker. No, I'm just going to be better. You know, I'm not going to change my business because one guy said he doesn't like it, but you know, it keeps staying in the back of my head, but it only pushes me harder. It only pushes me farther.
Exactly, man.
Just do it.
That's awesome. Awesome. And then I also end it with your three, if you've caught all three species, but your three biggest bass, where you were and what you caught them on. So smallmouth, spotted bass, largemouth, if you've caught all three and where you were, what you caught them on. Go ahead, Jason, first, man.
So... my biggest one that Josh was, he was there for.
Oh man.
It was all luck, man. I was throwing a bladed jig.
At least you admit it.
And in a body of water that's literally a pit that I know double digits exist in. I know they're really? In there. Yeah, 100% they're in there. I made a cast, and my line went over a limb of a tree, and my line was just stuck on that limb. I'm just trying to, like, yank my line off of that, and all of a sudden it just pulls back. And I'm like, well, I don't know what it was. I didn't have time to think about what it was. All I know is I set the hook as hard as I possibly could, and then my line just goes – and it just takes off, and I caught like an 8-pound 3-ounce bass.
Wow.
A bladed jig where it, you know, is kind of screwed up in a tree limb.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. I never caught a spotted bass. I caught a fish in a creek that people say was a spot largemouth hybrid, but spotted bass around here are very, very few and far between, so yeah. I don't believe it was.
Who knows?
My biggest smallmouth I've ever caught in a creek river was 20 inches, and it was 20 and a half, I think, 20 and a quarter.
That's good smallmouth. That's
probably a good smallmouth
for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Fishing in a creek and river, my favorite ways to do it, man. You could take all the kayaks, all the boats, everything. Just give me some old swim trunks, some old tennis shoes, one rod, and a backpack full of baits. And
yes, sir.
I'll leave my phone in the car, and I'll see you in 10 hours. I just wade that water for miles.
That is awesome. Josh, go ahead, man.
Well, the biggest bass I ever caught, kind of a fluke. I was like 14 years old, and I was just goofing with a live bluegill. My guess is over 10.
Oh,
but
man.
I did measure it, but I had this goofy Rapala scale that went to like 4 ounces. It was like a Mickey Mouse scale, or it went to 4 pounds. And obviously you're not going to put it on this. Like, you know what a 4-pounder looks like.
Yeah.
And all I had was like some stinky little tape measure on it. And it was at 25 inches. So that's pushing
double digits, no doubt. 25 inch fish, man.
Spot, if I caught one, I wasn't paying attention because it wasn't big enough to even think about.
Sure.
You know, that, oh, like Jason said, Ohio's just not the north of Columbus ain't really much for spots. I think they grow in the Ohio River. But that's really there ain't much going on around here for spots. Smallmouth, I want to say 589 or 598. But that was on Lake Erie. I mean, you throw a hot dog on a drop shot hook in Lake Erie, you'll catch a 6-pound smallmouth. That place is nuts, dude. It's like Disneyland.
Oh man.
But you know, I like my favorite question is and I'll ask you.
Sure.
Biggest largemouth in a tournament and not in a tournament. Because mine in a tournament is 6.5. Smallmouth, 3.5, something around there.
Yeah.
No, I fished a tournament on Erie, and they were all like slotted 4s and 5s, but it was just one of the days you catch 25 pounds of smallmouth, and you don't really care if you win or lose. But yeah, I want to hear yours, man.
Yeah, dude, that's a good question. I never get asked that. So let's see. In a tournament, would be actually in a tournament in Nebraska, I caught on a frog, I caught a 741
nice.
in a derby. So that was sweet. It was big bass, and we ended up winning that tournament. And then out of a tournament, I was fishing, practicing on Rayburn in Texas for a tournament, and I didn't have a scale with me. But I can't sit here and honestly say that it was a double digit fish, but somewhere in the 9-pound range, maybe pushing 10. I got a picture of it, and it is a big one.
I believe you. I'm just saying,
I don't know how big.
I don't have a picture of this fish I caught either, dude. But three people saw it. Two of them have already passed away because it was like a little retirement community.
That's awesome. They were really old.
And my best friend growing up, he saw it, and he said, you know, he talks about it like it was a freaking Loch Ness monster. Anyways, smallmouth and spots.
Smallmouth. So let's see. Smallmouth, I broke it this year fishing an open on the St. Lawrence River.
Nice.
Let's see what this thing weighed. I don't even remember. I put an Instagram post. So
I think I saw it on your Instagram.
There you go. Let's see. It was a 582. That's my biggest smallmouth. That was practicing in that tournament. In an actual tournament, man, probably in that same tournament, to be honest. We don't have, like, my biggest smallmouth before that was 5 pounds in Minnesota, but in Colorado, I mean, our smallmouth get to 3.5. There are some 4 pound and some 5-ish range fish, pretty rare. So I would say probably somewhere in the high fours is probably in a tournament sometime. Smallmouth wise, spotted bass, man, I haven't caught all that big of spotted bass. I would say it's probably 3 pounds.
Yeah.
I caught one on Rayburn one time that was big. It was like a 3.25, which was interesting because there's a lot of little spots in there. But yeah, probably somewhere around 3, both in, nice, in a tournament and out of tournament. Yeah. I love those things though, man. Spotted bass, and we've got them here on a reservoir called Pueblo, and it's got smallmouth spots and largemouth in it, and they're not big, any of those species, to be honest, in there. Like a good day, you're like middle of spring, as good as conditions can get, you can break 15 pounds, and that's really getting it. But most of the time you're taking 10 to 12 pounds to win them. But they're all three species in there, and the spotted bass are just so cool to me. They hang out in clear water and they're always suspending. They're so aggressive. So it's just a cool species. Cause like you said, they're not everywhere.
Yeah. I just wish I had, you know, I'm an old head. All my big fish catches were back in the day before technology and all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
you know, the tournament I fished on Lake Erie was like in 2013.
Seems very convenient, Josh.
It is. It is. Post,
you know, I ain't seen it yet.
Post social media, my biggest smallmouth, I don't know, Jason, that thing had to be pushing 20 inches. That one of those few in the creeks. And largemouth, I mean, anywhere from 6 to 7 pounds. We don't weigh fish when we go fishing. We just catch them and go, woo.
That's exactly right.
It's one of them things.
Yeah, we just honestly, like Josh talks about tournament fishing all the time, and it's not something I've ever done, and it's not something I ever want to do. Like, to be honest with you, like, I just enjoy fishing. Like,
there's nothing
I
wrong with it.
Enjoy being on the water. Like, yeah, I'll take pictures of fish, especially fish that, you know, are pretty. I don't care if it's a small fish or a big fish. If it's a pretty fish, I'm going to take a picture of it. I won't weigh it unless, you know, I feel like it's one of the biggest fish I've ever caught, but I don't weigh fish. I don't honestly usually measure fish either. I catch them. I enjoy them. I admire them. And then I let them go.
Yep. When the time comes to knowing how big, you know, when the time comes to knowing what my PB is, I will know. I will know. You know, it's just one of the things.
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. Now, that's what makes it cool. All sides of fishing, from tournament fishing to enjoying your time. Like, that's what makes it cool. It's a community. Everyone has their own enjoyment aspect of it.
I just thought of something because, you know, that's another thing about Dark Horse Tackle that I really like. I come from the competitive side. I grew up fishing tournaments. Jason comes from just enjoying fishing. We do both enjoy fishing, but we build a box that can catch you fish in a tournament situation on lakes around America. And if you're just a bank beater, a weekend warrior, a pond fisherman, whatever you fish, creeks, this box will work everywhere.
Heck yeah. So
that's, you know, that's a big part of what we do. That's part of our science. You know, will it work everywhere?
And that's why our box is called the Weekend Warrior Box.
Heck yeah.
Best bait you never heard of, Adam.
That's right, man. Best bait you never heard of. Dude, that's wicked. Well, guys, before I let you go, would love to hear how folks can follow along with everything that you guys have going, websites, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Go ahead and go through some of that now.
Yeah. You got it, Jason, or you want me to take
it? So they can find us at darkhorsetackle.com.
Okay.
Find us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook at Dark Horse Tackle. And then our secondary page for our painting competitions is at DHT.competition on Facebook and on Instagram.
Yep.
Awesome.
We will be having more.
We need to do YouTube more, but I honestly just don't have time to edit that stuff. It's so time consuming.
We'll learn. We'll figure it out.
That's right. Well, man,
I got nothing else.
Awesome. Well, guys, that was awesome. Love the passion that you guys both have. Wish you the best of luck. We'd love to check in like a year from now and see what kind of progress you make and just go through it all. But I will link all of the information in the description of the show notes on both YouTube and the podcast platform for anyone listening. And guys, thank you for taking the time out man, can't wait to check out different baits you guys have. I may have to dabble in some of this stuff, no doubt.
Feel free, man. Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you, Adam. You're the man.
It was awesome. Absolutely,
guys.
Thank you, Dark Horse Nation.
That's right. Dark Horse
Nation. Heck yeah, man. All right. And with that, guys, wrap things up. Good show, guys. That was awesome to hear from Dark Horse Tackle. Cool little niche business. You can tell how passionate those guys are. Wish them the best of luck. That is an awesome deal, and love hearing about those little niche American made bait companies. So if you guys wouldn't be so kind to leave us some iTunes reviews on the Serious Angler podcast and or on YouTube, like and subscribe. Thanks, guys, and hope everyone is getting ready for the 2022 fishing season.